Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, is another Tell Del Tuesday. We've got a great couple out of the Texas area, and they've been with us now since about 2013 and have four apartment complexes right now. And what's also interesting about them is that they are the sister-in-law of one of our teachers, Brian Sifford. Many of you have been taught by Brian in class, and you know just how excited and animated he is about what we do. So welcome to the show. This is Lisa and Chad Smith. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hi.
How you doing, Del?
Very good, sir. Very good. You got your cowboy hat on or off today?
It's hanging on the rack right now.
So you're in the house. You got to take it off?
Yes, sir.
I remember going out to eat with you, and you and Brian had your cowboy hats on at the dinner table. And so you got to tell us, the rest of us Americans, what's appropriate hat wearing, sister, what's appropriate for wearing a hat when you go out to eat dinner in a public place?
Well, if you're at a dinner table like that, you take it off if you have a place to hang it, which where we were at did not have a place to hang it. So you try and find a place to put it. Naturally, if you're sitting at a bar, you leave it on.
Gotcha. So a hat's kind of like a flag. You can't let it touch the ground, huh?
That's correct.
That's good stuff, man. That is good stuff. Well, let's talk about this. Let's talk about how you guys got hooked up with Lifestyles Unlimited. I assume Brian was probably here first from the story I seem to remember.
Yes, sir. Brian's actually my brother, and he had been telling Chad about it, and I had called him and asked how to invest more money for my kids, and that's the first time he actually told me about it. And that evening, we went to your free little seminar, and we signed up for the two-day then.
So Lisa's a teacher. She's got her own teaching school, has been teaching in-house or whatever you call it, homeschooling for multiples of six, seven, eight kids at a time for many years. But Chad, you worked in corporate America. You had a job. What did it feel like when Brian came to you and just said, you know, I think, sis, I'm going to quit my job, retire? What did that feel like?
Well, I was happy for him. I was a little perplexed and also worried for him, you know, because I know just like Buck, you know, he had worked really hard to get to where he was and was kind of worried that he was letting it go. And but as everyone knows, he let it go and has done really, really well for himself.
So you were a little perplexed, you were a little worried for him. What got you over the hump, Chad, that you felt comfortable to do it also?
Well, I mean, Dale, I mean, I still work in corporate America.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Is actually the one that is the ramrod. She is the brains, the beauty, and the brawn behind all this.
I see. Okay, well, then, Lisa, I guess you're the one we need to talk to. What got you to the point where you felt like you could take on being an investor? I know that you were looking for some other ways to get some money for your kids, but what got you to the point where you felt like you could do this also?
Well, when Brian told us about it and we signed up for the two-day, we invested passively. Our first passive gig was with Kim Radiker, and we were just happy being passive, and then we were actually bought an RV, and we're listening on vacation to your podcast all the whole time, where you talked about get rid of your RV, and you could do this, you could, you know, buy back all your toys. And then Brian actually called us, and he said, hey, Lisa, I'm quitting my job. And I'm like, how are you doing that? He's like, well, I'm going to be a lead. And I'm like, well, I could be a lead too. There's nothing better than you, you know, about you than me. So I actually kept my job because I had my business for 12 years. And I asked Karen Fisher, hey, can I moonlight with you and volunteer to see if I even like this before I quit my, you know, cancel my school and all that. And I really enjoyed it. And we just got our education. I have my CAM. We both have our IROP. And it was just taking the plunge and doing it. You know, I seen Brian and Meredith prosper, and, you know, I could follow the map and I could follow directions very well. So it's been great for us as well.
So where do you guys live at, by the way, just out of curiosity?
Right now we're in Bandera. We just bought like our dream home, 32 acres. So we're actually living the lifestyle at the moment.
So where's Bandera? I'm trying to figure that out in my mind.
So we're in central Texas. So we're in San Antonio. It's an hour away, the lifestyle's office.
I got you. Well, you got the ranch, and, you know, I went looking for a ranch. I couldn't buy one because every time I went, I had two major problems in buying a ranch. Number one, my wife wanted a ranch with a $20 million home on it. She goes, hey, if we're going to have a ranch, we've got to have a home just like what we live in. I go, nah, I can't have another home like that. Second one was, you got to take care of a ranch. Somebody's got to live there to take care of the stupid thing. And so not stupid for you, but for us, we didn't want to live there all the time. And so we figured, phew, man, that was a lot of work. But you guys actually moved out there. And is that, by the way, the same ranch that Brian goes to take his kids out and teach them all about the wild? That's another one?
No, sir. Brian has his own property. Ours is by the Hill Country, so ours is 4 hours from Brian's.
Wow. So you got two families, got land, got it all. Let's talk about what were the things you came across, Lisa, when you first started that was really like the... Let's start with the light bulb, the turning, those moments when you're in the 2D and you go, aha, that's what I didn't understand. Now I get it. Now it makes sense.
Well, when David was talking in the 2-day about, you know, your parents don't teach you this math at home, you know, it made us realize that, hey, you know, we could do this too.
Yeah, I mean, and David and Karen, I mean, they're just, you know, your average everyday person. I mean, I always went through thinking that, you know, you had to be, you know, it's like a big corporation that owned the apartments, you know, not
individuals.
Yeah, not individuals, not, you know, not some stupid electrician from San Antonio. So so that was the that was the aha for myself.
Okay. Well, I'm sure not a dummy electrician. Obviously, that's not the case, but electrician makes it as good a start as anything else. So, Lisa, was that yours also, or was there something else that just really clicked?
I just saw the future of our family that we could, I mean, I'm a school teacher, so I could do the math, you know, and what he was doing on the whiteboard was just like astronomical. It was like, hey, this could really happen, you know. And then I have the example of Brian and Meredith actually living it and getting established. And I'm a very good student, so I'm like, hey, they could do this, I could do this. And then we're working with Karen. I mean, I just volunteered for like 6 months at night. I showed units and ran backgrounds and, you know, stuff like that. Did Lisa's. But just the confidence building, because this is totally out of my field. I'm a school teacher, homeschooled for 12 years, had my own business, did public school 15 years. You know, I had never done anything in real estate. But I really liked the challenge. It was my first time in my life that I actually feel content with my job. So it's very satisfying.
And your first deal was a value play with Ms. Radiker?
Kim, yes, sir. That was our first pass to deal.
Because I remember Kim used to do all kinds of, she was really into doing you know, big turnarounds. Is that where you got the desire to do those? Because I was reading your resume, it said you guys love rehab.
Yeah, I mean, we went to her properties before. She had property tours, and then we went like for the Christmas party and saw what she had done, and we were just impressed. And Kim's the type of person you could call and ask questions, and she will guide you and direct you. And that's I mean, everyone in Lifestyles is like that. So that's been a big plus to all this. I just like a challenge. I'm very challenge-driven. And so
all right,
it really
I'm challenged to get us off the air here in time before they kick us out the back end. I'll be right back with Lisa, Chad Smith, and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
I think people hear landlord or property owner, and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate. And that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties, and they're people just like me and you.
You can own single-family houses and apartments, too. We'll show you how. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Join our national network of rental owners.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Lisa and Chad Smith out of Central Texas, and they're on their fourth apartment complex. We're just getting through how they got introduced to the program, and if you're just tuning in, it's Lisa's brother-in-law, Brian Sifford, who introduced them to the program. So as we pick this back up, Lisa, you started with your first project. It was a 24-unit, and tell us about that project. What did you learn with that?
With the 24-unit, the deep value play?
Yeah.
Just as possible to do it. I mean, we rehab the exterior. All our leases expired July 31st, and we brought the project on May 18th. And so we rehabbed all the exterior. It was completely full, and then we had 18 families move out on July 31st.
So how did it come to be that every single unit was leased to the same day of the year? That's not a brilliant business practice.
No, it was just a mom and pop who ran it, and it was cash only. I mean, it was just not run correctly at all.
Wow. That's amazing. So you had 16 of the 24 move out. 18 of the 24 move out. And how deep of renovation did you do? Because that's a lot of units to renovate all at one time.
Yeah. We put all brand new wood, vinyl flooring, all brand new lights. The lights were like my grandmother had in her house when I was a child. So we did all new lighting, LED lighting, everything y'all teach, new paint. We did rehab. We had 6 2-bedrooms and 17 1-bedrooms. And we did upgrade our operations consultant. It was Julie Murphy at the time had told us to do a higher upgrade than a couple and just test the market. So we put brand new appliances in like 5 or 6 of the 1-bedrooms and raised those an extra $100 and ceramic tile. So we did different levels of rehab to cater to different clientele.
Did you find that that extra appliance set commanded the extra $100 rent? Were people willing to pay that?
Yeah, I was able to get it, not a problem at all. And when I sold it, I said, you know, if you're looking for this, we have this for you. If you're looking for this, we have this standard for you. So the residents really liked the option of selecting them. And since we had everyone move out, when we started rehabbing the units, I gave it to the clientele who were there, the 6 individuals. 6 families to come lease that unit at the higher pay. And I did have residents move to the new unit and then rehab their unit. So we were able to rehab everything. I have 1 unit not rehabbed on that property.
And at this point with that property, I think I saw somewhere you were getting ready to sell that. Is that the case?
Yes, correct. It's on the market right now. So we're very excited.
Let's move on then to the second property. Tell us about that one.
Okay, that's the Villas of Tarasco. We actually thought it was a yield play, and then once we got in and did our feasibility, all the units had mold on them, and they were rat-infested and roach-infested. It was just horrible living conditions for the residents, and so we actually have rehabbed that property, turned it around. We're making money. That one's on the market, too, because I'm just trying to go bigger because I'm already done with our third property. So I rehab very, very fast.
Yeah, that is fast. With the pandemic going on, did you have any problem getting labor or materials?
No, sir. I have contractors that we use pretty much on all of our deals. They go with us. I guess that's 3 bids or sometimes 10 bids, and he always matches the price I need him to be at to get the job. But he's very reliable. I learned with Northstar, you know, because we had so many different contractors and I was brand new at it. Cheapest is not always the best, you know, and having people you could rely on and trust and not want to pay out, you know, to go to the beer joint and not finish the job, you know. So you learn and you grow, but we've had very good success with our contractors.
Yeah, it's funny. So you didn't have any problem getting materials or getting new appliances during the COVID problem?
No, we bought Boardwalk of Windcrest in November of 2020, and that was a major rehab, and that was 124 units. It used to be Bellevue at Windcrest. David Shippey used to own it. And we rehabbed all the exterior siding on 13 buildings, repainted, fixed 33 chimneys that were leaking, put in a dog park, barbecue area, everything within 6 months. And I've already paid off the passive. So I just work really, really fast. I've always been able to multitask and just do a lot at one time. I thrive on doing a lot at one time.
Well, that is a lot of rehab. There's no doubt about that if you're getting it done like that. So the third property, that's the Boardwalk at Windcrest. You've already completed that one also?
Yes, sir. I just paid out my passes. Their first quarterly check.
You didn't pay them out. You didn't give them back all the money. You just
right.
gave them
no,
a
I just
payout.
Gave them, yes, their first distribution.
All right, great. That's 124 units. What you were telling me was that property, that all that exterior rehab and everything.
Yes, correct? Sir. And we are upgrading the unit's interior, and we've raised the rent to our other properties' rent. And we had the pool resurfaced. We just put in HQ contracting. They put in a drainage. We had water issues, bank requirement stuff. That was the last thing I had to do, where there was water standing on the sidewalk. So we tore up those and implemented drainage going out to the parking lot and put more grass on the property. We made a grill area, pergola, everything.
These three properties, are they in a city proper, any of them, or are they out in the country? Where are they?
No, sir. They're in San Antonio, so they're all centrally located. Northstar Apartments is by Northstar Mall, right by the airport, and the Villas of Tarasco is by Lackland Air Force Base, and then Boardwalk at Windcrest is by Waltham and Windcrest Eisenhower, going towards 35 in the Forum area, towards Austin.
All right, so they're all San Antonio proper.
Yes, sir.
So the codes that you were enforcing, they made you enforce the codes, were from San Antonio?
Yes, sir.
All right, so we've got these three done. You're giving distributions out already on your newest one. What's next for you guys?
Well, we're actually going to do a property tour after the radio show today for another property to buy. So okay. We're quite excited about that.
And your game plan is to sell the two smaller ones and buy larger is what you're basically
yes,
saying.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Chad's trying to retire, and if I buy a bigger one, he possibly can. So I'm trying to teach him what we do, you know, so...
Mm-hmm.
He's educated in all of it, too. I mean, he has his LEED certification, and he's done the classes, but the day-to-day operations, he doesn't get because I do it, you know.
Well, if he's smart, he won't learn it. He'll let you keep doing it.
No, he needs to learn. He's quitting his job. He's not quitting his job to be on the tractor out in the land. He's going to work.
I let my wife run all my properties. I don't do anything. That way, two things. We don't get in a fight over which way we want it done, my way or her way. It's always her way, but I'm never there. So it's...
Mm-hmm.
You win and lose both ways, right? So she wins all the battles. I don't do anything. How many more units are you looking for right now?
Right now we're looking at 225. Our goal is to keep going up.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
You realize that if you listen to this on the radio and you hear these tremendous results that people have, you question yourself as to two things. Number one, does it really work? And of course, do you need to listen a month? Do you need to listen a year? Do you need to listen 10 years? How long do you need to listen before you realize that you can't keep putting this stuff out there with new people, new members, new results without realizing that this stuff is real? And the second question is to yourself, am I ready to do something? Am I truly ready to make a change? People coming to the two-day seminar, the thing that they come away from the two-day seminar is, wow, I never would have realized that it is number one, that realistic to do it. Number two, understanding how it's done takes away the mystery. In other words, now that I know how you do it, it makes sense logically. It takes away the mystery and it lowers or lessens the fear of whether or not I can actually do it or not. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back with Lisa and Chad and the Del Wamsley Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is, you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here on Tell Del Tuesday is Lisa and Chad Smith out of Central Texas. And we've discussed that they've already done three apartment complexes as leads. They're selling two smaller ones off because they'd like to move on to some larger ones. Lisa or Chad, whoever wants to pick this up, have you guys thought about how many total units it's going to take for you to be able to retire Chad?
If we're able to buy this 225 doors, he could actually quit his job.
Okay, so you're close then, huh?
Yes, sir. So we will just keep going and just supplement our income. You know, we're teaching our children what we do, and so they're very involved. As I homeschool, they went with me to do all the rehab at North Star, and so they've learned the business. And I don't know, they're excited when they talk about their future. They say, well, I'm going to be an apartment owner and then a vet on the side, or a cattleman on the side. So they look at a job as just a part-time gig.
You know, it's actually not a bad way to look at it, to be honest with you, Lisa.
Yeah, it's very liberating.
It's a really, the way I look at life, you know, you've got your, where do you spend your time gig, right? So you spend a little time to make a little money, and then you go, where do I put my money gig? Where does my money go to work every day? And then, like, if you're going to be a lead, then your money's where your time is, and you've got them leveraged against each other, and you're really getting a lot of bang for your buck in those situations. But at some point, it really is good to be able to see it that way, because, you know, you don't really have to quit your job to come do this. Just like Chad said, he didn't quit his job and you're doing it. But at the same token, at some point, man, I don't know, you guys are pretty young. The older I get, the more I'm glad I was able to retire young, because I don't know how anybody gets up and goes to work every day. I find it hard to get up by 11 and get on this radio show, right? So it's tough. Let's talk about your kids. I saw pictures with kids. How many kids you guys got? How old are they?
We have two, 10-year-old and a 14-year-old.
Boy, that's an interesting age. That's my granddaughter's age, and she's just like a sponge right now. How are they taking to all this?
Well, they have been going. They went to the two-day with us when we went, and they've been to every expo with us. They know how to rehab. My little one, when we bought North Star, he was 7 years old, and so he's like, I'm going to grow up and be a maintenance man, Mom. Let me show you another way of life. They're very into it. They're excited about the money. They see the money coming in. They're knowledgeable about the money. And they've seen the freedom it's giving us. Just when we bought North Star, and that was our first deal, I closed my school once my roof caved in at North Star. And just being with my two children versus 12 kids was freedom for us, because I had not ever had my two children except for on the weekends. You know, so it was me and the children saw the benefits of it very early on.
Let's talk about winning an award. You won the IRO award for, was that San Antonio?
Yes, sir, it was. And they sent it on to TAA. But yeah, so that's pretty awesome. I was very excited. I'm very passionate about what I do. I put my whole heart into it. And so it was a real honor to get recognized for all of our hard work we had done.
For those listeners out there that don't know what IRO means, it's Independent Real Estate Owner, and the apartment associations, both the local apartment associations per city, the state apartment associations per state, and the National Apartment Association, give out awards each year for the Independent Real Estate Owner of the Year in their area. So Lisa won the San Antonio Independent Real Estate Owner Award. You say they sent you to Texas. Did you win that one also, or they just put you in for consideration? You haven't found out yet.
No, we haven't found out yet, sir. Okay, so we will find out, and then I'm going to submit for the NAA also. Might as well.
Well, no, there's no doubt. In fact, I've seen people actually win the national that didn't win the local. Believe that.
Okay.
I don't know how that happens, but it did. So it's go for all of them. Because, you know, yeah. it's a group of people that are looking at what you've done and making a personal decision based on the other 44 or 50 people. You know, nationally, there's 50 states, so 50 other people they're looking at. You know, they like you and your product better than what you've done, then you win. That's all there is to it. So it doesn't really matter what levels you went through to get to it. It's just that somebody's going to pick you out of the pack as being the best. And I think that when you follow the Lifestyles methodology, you're in the running anyway, just to start with, right? Just because everybody else is trying to keep up with that thought process of best product, best price. So that's a great thing. I saw a picture. I assume that was your staff with you getting the award, obtaining it.
Friends and contractors, Brian and Meredith were there. Just and some of our staff was there from Boardwalk.
What did that mean to you to win that award?
Well, I cried. I mean, doing this has just been very liberating for me, and just learning it and accomplishing all the goals we set in front of ourselves has been just astronomical. And living this lifestyle, I mean, we never even would have thought of living the way we're currently living. And that's because of you. You opened the door and laid out the foundation, and we just followed the map. You shared it, you know, with us. So, I mean, kudos to you, and thank you for doing so. And it's just astronomical. When we first started, people thought we were crazy, of course. And after we listened to your podcast, I'm like, well, let's sell our house and live in our RV so we could buy our first apartment. I mean, I was all in. And people were like, you're going to sell your house? I'm like, hey, it's just a house. I can buy it back. And that's when we had our case study with David Fisher, because like we had yard sales to get established. We didn't have a 401k or an IRA I could cash in. And so we had yard sales that were $10,000, $15,000. And I sold our RV. So the people that bought the RV, I sold them Chad's truck all in one day and freed up 70 grand. So we actually saved 100 grand at home in order to buy North Star Apartments and get this rolling for our family.
Wow.
So it was a lot of dedication on our part and just willingness. I mean, I pray a lot, and I prayed all through it, like, okay, God, help Chad be okay, because I kept getting rid of every toy he had. and it was a lot, like, when are we going to get rich? What's the deal? You know, and I'm like, it'll come.
Why do I get this picture in my head of Jesus auctioning off in your front yard all your stuff?
My background is sales before teaching, so I'm very good at sales. So it was just astronomical. And I mean, and I prayed the whole time. I prayed when we invested passively, because we didn't know if it was a scam or not. But, you know, it turned out excellent. You know, I mean, it happened. Everything you had said and everything you speak and is taught is actually happening. And my narratives to my past is, when I first bought North Star, I was like, best price, best products. It really does work, you know, because I'm getting the high prices because I'm providing what y'all had taught. So just y'all sharing is just amazing. And thank you for that, because we would have never even thought about doing this if Brian didn't share that information with us and us make the move, you know?
Let's talk family and friends for a second. You guys seem like you're really close with your family and everything. You being a homeschool teacher, doesn't seem like would have as many friends, daytime friends, that you would as if you work somewhere, like if you taught in a public school or whatever. Chad, you actually have a job, so you have acquaintances and friends. What do your friends and acquaintances think about you guys doing this?
Well, now,
since we won the award, go ahead, Chad.
So now that they've seen what we've done, what we've accomplished, you know, now it's like, you know, they're all in. You know, they're asking, you know, what do we need to do? You know, how do we do it? You know, when we tell them, you know, what they need to do. Now, we can't make them do it. You know, I have a buddy at work that, I've been talking to him about it, and it was actually whenever we won the award, that's what, you know, I guess, really opened his eyes. So now he's all in. You know, he went to the case study.
They're doing the 2 days.
He's doing the 2 day in October with David, and then after that, you know, they're they're running and gunning. So.
And me with homeschooling, I had 12 families that came to my house, so they all knew what I was doing, because after I had my school, I actually did my CAM homework online at night. And so they all seen, and we actually had people like listening to the call that went to the case study and that are actually joining LifeCells from my homeschooling stuff to get their families to where we're at now. So they're seeing the reality of our hard work and determination, you know, just the benefits of it all, just following your roadmap.
So that's interesting. I'm just going to pontificate on that for just a second. We'll be right back and we'll pick that point back up.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
Now there's really no limitation to whatever you want to have in your life. Why? We can borrow all the money to buy an apartment complex. We can borrow the mortgage. Then we need a down payment. We can raise capital with partners to get the down payment money. And so money's no longer a limitation. Since the loans don't go on our credit reports, it doesn't affect our credit score. There's no credit problems. We get non-recourse loans. So there's no limitation on how much we can borrow. It's not like a house where they say, well, you can only have so much debt and then you mess up your debt-to-income ratio. No, it doesn't even touch our debt-to-income ratio. So we can do as much as we want. We only have so much time, but that doesn't matter. We just hire more people. The more business we do, the more people we hire, the more money we make. And so we have unlimited potential earnings that way.
We'll be right back with Lisa and Chad and the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
The effects of what happened in 2008, and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now, real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them, and that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you, and creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Lisa and Chad Smith out of the Central Texas market. And they currently have three apartment complexes that they're the leads in, one that they're a passive in. They're selling off two of the smaller ones in intention to buy a large enough one that Chad will be able to retire. Also, Lisa's already retired or self-employed in what she does is run the properties. And also, she does some education. What do they call it? I can never think of that, Lisa. Why the name? What's it called when you teach at home?
Homeschooling.
Homeschooling. You'd think it's a pretty simple thing to say, but I've never grew up that way. I know a lot of people that have done it, and I feel like most of the people that I've met that had homeschooling, their kids did much better than the average kid that came out of public schooling. So I think it's kind of a neat thing to be doing. But let's talk about what I wanted to get to right before we went to the break, and that is, normally people come on the radio and they're really surprised how open people are. And since you found out through your family, it may be just natural. You know, there would be an open situation to share that information back and forth. But you brought up the fact that Radiker was willing to help you and Karen Fisher was willing to help you and so forth. What I wanted to ask you was, are you surprised how much of a community there is in this group?
Yeah, I am. And the money, how everyone talks like open checkbook, you know, at one of my schools, one of the grandmother actually does storage units. And I said, okay, so what's your NOI on that? And she just came and said that was her business. I'm like, okay, so how much are you walking with per month? You know, and she was flabbergasted that I asked that. I'm like, I am so sorry. And myself, we talk about all this because it's very different from the world. You know, in lifestyles, you could, I call other leads, how much are you paying for this? What are you getting for this? So just the community of everyone willing to help everyone be successful.
Yeah, that's the whole point. And
yeah,
I've seen it all the way down to the level, Lisa, where even parents won't talk to their kids about money. Kids have no idea how much money mom and dad have, whether they can support themselves in retirement. You just don't talk about that stuff. Dad, what do you make? How much money you got? Are you saving anything? Can you see that conversation? It just doesn't happen in the real world. Until you come to a place like this, now you're sitting down at the table with your kids going, do you understand how much money we make? Do you understand what you can do with that money? It's a completely different thing.
I mean, when they talk in the millions. You know, and as a child, I never talked in the millions. My kids are 10, and we invested like $2,500 for each kid in our deals, you know? And So I'm looking at selling them, and the children are like, oh, you know, how much am I going to walk with? Am I getting, you know, 500% return, or am I getting 300% return? And they're like, Mom, you can't take that price. You got to go higher because I got to walk with this. And they've already got their $2,500 back, but they're looking at future deals. And it's just, it's astronomical. And just the abilities that we have been able to give our children is just awesome.
That is amazing. In fact, if you run that through your mind and you think about them taking the $2,500 and doubling it and then doubling it again, it won't be long before they literally could retire by the time they're 30. Most people are getting out of college and saying, okay, now I got to go work for 40 or 50 years. They're going to be going, I'm done, you know?
Yeah, my kids will have 40 and 50 grand in a couple of years, you know? And that's what, when I paid out the passes, because I refinanced North Star 14 months. We started the process right before COVID, and then COVID hit, but I still got the refinance. And I had sent all the passes, their checks, and the kids were like, Mom, I checked my account. My check's not there. Can you transfer my funds, please? You know, I'm like, I'm sorry, give me a break. So they're very into, hey, did you pay me?
Yeah, and you know, so one of the bright spots that you brought up that you didn't get 100% return because you had to give some money to the finance company for the COVID
reserve,
allowance.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, reserves.
I just got that back and paid the passes out that last month.
All right. That's what I was going to ask you, if you got that back. And if not, you at least get it when you sell. So
no, we got
great.
It back.
So that means you paid out over 100% return already.
Yes, sir. We paid 101 actually. So,
and I like those numbers.
I don't know. We're doing quite well. We're doing really, really well, but I think it's the deep value place. I think it's following the map. I mean, just y'all lay out the keys for success. So the individual just has to pick it up and do it. You know, it's kind of like paying for a college education. You could either utilize it or you could just go to college for 15 years. And it's just getting up and getting the job done.
So I've got one personal question for you. Has Brian got us booked yet for a Greek tour? He was supposed to hook us up for a Greek trip this year, going to Greece somewhere over
there. Don't know. I know I'm going with them for their daughter's birthday, the Great Wolf Lodge, the 17th, but I don't know about that.
Well, give them a kick in the cowboy boot and tell them I'm wanting that Greek tour. My wife and I have been waiting for that ever since we got our dual honeymoons. It's interesting.
Yeah.
You know that Brian got married on the exact same day I got married, right?
Yes, sir. I had his kids while y'all were together.
Yeah. That was pretty wild. But it was fun, and each year we want to go someplace and celebrate it. So we want to get you guys in on that, too. Let's push him to get another, because he's a real organizer. If you're as good as he is, the two of you together should be able to get this thing whipped right in shape.
Oh, yeah. We're very good. We're very diligent and very organized in everything we do. But, yeah, we're looking forward to it. We'd love to go.
All right. Well, let's get it set up then. Anything else you guys want to bring up for anybody sitting out there thinking about this on the sidelines?
It's very doable. Y'all provide the roadmap. You just got to get up and do it. And don't be afraid to get off the couch and take action. It's your life. It's your family's future. Y'all pave the way for success. We just have to follow the map. So thank you so much.
Well, we appreciate you coming on and sharing your story with us all. And we're also congratulating you for winning your IROP award in the San Antonio area. We always love to add another trophy in our case, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Chad, thanks for coming on. I'm glad you had so much to say, but we got Lisa taken care of. You guys have a great day, okay?
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
20% of the activities you do in life produce 80% of your results. That's his efficiency ratio. Now, it's obvious in life, if you can do more of the 20% that makes a difference and less of the 80% that doesn't, you can be more successful. So it's that line Here is the line. You live, let's say there's a line where you are exactly an 80-20 person. Successful people are more like 30-70. Unsuccessful people are more like 90-10. What I mean by that is the people who are unsuccessful spend 90% of their time doing stuff that means nothing and only 10% of the time doing something that's effective. Very successful people spend 30% of their time doing something effective and only 70% of their time doing something ineffective. Remember this, Lisa, Chad, myself, Brian, all of us. It's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day.
For listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.